I've been thinking about you. Truth be told, I've been thinking about you a lot. The way you tease me. The things you say. Oh. But it's the way you say them. You know just how to get me rock hard. The subtlety behind your tone. You know exactly what effect you have. And you fucking love it. But today you're gonna listen to me. It's your turn to close your eyes and imagine that I'm there with you. Would you trust me and give up all of your control? Would you let me use your body in any way I wanted? Maybe you'd resist just a little and play hard to get. Yeah, I'd bet you pretend. Don't love a bit of a struggle, but your eyes would betray you with that sparkle as I locked your arms above your head, gripped you tightly, my thumbs pressed into your skin. How would that feel? Sometimes, don't you? I bet you'd admire each little bruise on your wrists for days after. So proud to display the marks that show that you're mine. The marks of a good girl. My good girl. But how long would it be before you stopped faking the struggle and showed me how much you really want it? Maybe it'd be when your shoulders are pinned down with my body pressed against yours. Maybe when I start to kiss you, circling your tongue around yours before sucking it into my mouth, my thigh rubbing between your legs, that, oh, so special place, those panties would be starting to get wet, wouldn't they? Clinging to that pretty little pussy that's just begging to be explored, filled, and fucked in so many ways. That pussy is mine. Oh, baby girl, I know how much you love it when I claim you. That's the point where you give up all pretense. That's when I know you look me in the eyes pleadingly and ask, no, beg. For my cock inside you. across my lap, your ass poking in the air, just there for the taking. That's where I'd want you. Desperate for me to slide those panties down your legs. So much that you feel the ache. And that's not all you'd feel. When my hands grabbed and gripped at your ass cheeks, squeezing and spreading them, you'd feel that. How hard would you need to be spanked? I could start gentle, give you a taste of what's to come, but maybe you'd prefer I started leaving a handprint on your ass. Those beautiful, stinging smacks of skin against skin. Your whimpers would tell me when you'd had your fill. When each extra spank is just too much to take. But I wouldn't be done with your ass yet. Would you shudder as my finger rubbed over your tight hole? Yeah, I'd know you'd be such a good girl for me as my spit dribbled down over your ass, as my fingertip started to work its way inside you slowly. My other hand tapping against your pussy as you relax around me, easing and stretching that tight ass, clenching with the motion of my finger in and out, in and out. Would your body be rocking back into me? Harder. Faster. Deeper. Would you need to feel your ass being pounded as your clit was tapped and slapped? I'd expect those hips to be bucking so much, urging me. Could you come from your ass being fingered? Or would you need that little bit extra? How badly would you need your cunt filled, face down, with a grip of your hair, behind you, with my cock sliding inside that soaking mess of a cunt? Is that what you want? Oh, such a good girl. Would you be moaning and crying out as I slammed into you, right to the hilt, my balls slapping against you, jerking your head back with a fistful of is coating my shaft with each thrust. Would you be getting ready to come for me? What if I pulled my cock out and pressed it against that asshole? Would you back into it and encourage me to press inside? Would you want your ass fucked? Yeah. Just being completely filled up. The pain that feels so good. That ass is mine. But I take it gently at first. Until you screamed for more. With each slow thrust, you'd take me deeper. Inch by inch. Hair pulled back. Tight. To arch your neck back. Shooting inside you, dribbling out as I twitched and throbbed. Would that satisfy your needs?